a memorial that confronts the legacy of slavery at Faneuil Hall in Boston is one step closer to reality. Boston artist and former professor at Massachusetts College of Art and Design, Steve Locke, has raised more than $30,000 for the public art project. WBUR's Cristela Guerra joins us now to talk about it. Hi there.
Hey, Bob.
So in your piece at WBUR.org right now, you wrote that Locke never expected this type of response to his public art project, which he calls an auction block memorial. Can you describe it for us?
So it's a 10 by 16 foot footprint of an auction block that illustrates the travels of an enslaved person through the transatlantic trade. He was inspired by the Memorial to a Memorial, which is outside of Buchenwald, a concentration camp in Germany, and that's a stainless steel plate heated to the temperature of the human body. So Locke's bronze plate is also heated to 98.6 degrees, and it outlines Peter Faneuil's ship routes and shows the size of the ship's space where people were kept as cargo.
So in this piece of artwork, Locke is trying to confront Boston and Peter Faneuil's dark history.
Yeah, exactly. So Locke sees it as a way to confront the past and advance the conversation that this meeting house that many know as the Cradle of Liberty was gifted to the city in 1742 with money made on the slave trade. Locke told me, you can never have too much truth.
No one is innocent. No one is going to be absolved in this. There's blood on everybody's hands. It's too late to feel guilty. It's too late to feel ashamed. It's too late for that stuff. And it's a waste of time. So let's count up all the bodies. And let's have a real truth and reconciliation conversation.
Does Locke have the support of the city for this project? Does he have a potential to tap into funding?
Yeah, he's gotten all his approvals. And there's $150,000 from the Brown Fund in the city's treasury meant for public art projects. The city has said that they will make that money available to Locke if he raises enough money to match it.
Locke started a Kickstarter campaign. What's he using the money in that fund for? And as I understand it, at last check, he raised over $34,000 in a week.
Yeah, so he's planning to use that money to make a prototype of the actual memorial to show funders in hopes of raising the additional $150,000.
But there's also a group with a different perspective on what to do with Faneuil Hall, right?
Yeah, so they're called the New Democracy Coalition, and they've been rallying to change the name. They're asking City Council to hold a hearing to listen to supporters and consider who the building should honor instead of Peter Faneuil. Here's Barry Lawton. He's a spokesman for the New Democracy Coalition, explaining their position.
You know, Faneuil Hall was the clear target because it has a greater redeeming value for advancing this city and changing the narrative of this city than just putting up another memorial. The council has wisely addressed, and we certainly concur with them, that there are other groups that we have proposed, women, Native Americans, many other people that contributed to the revolutionary effort, that when you go into the Great Hall of Faneuil Hall, 99% of the depictions up there are white men. And that's not the reality.
What's Steve Locke's view of this?
So he actually considers changing the name as a form of erasure. In his mind, the memorial serves as a type of headstone, a way to honor the dead. Here he is explaining how he hopes people perceive his work.
So to know that somebody who is the descendant of enslaved people marked their grave, that's really what I want people to think about when they think about the work. That, like, some it took a black man 389 years to muster the political and social will to mark this spot. So those people can rest in peace.
So, Cristela, back to the big picture. What's the timeline for Steve Locke's proposed memorial?
Locke's pretty ambitious. He hopes to have it funded and built by 2020.
All right. Well, we'll see. WBUR's Cristela Guerra with The Artery, WBUR's Arts and Culture team. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks, Bob.